The DEP's new storage tank registration program is now gathering information and data from facilities across the state that meet specific guidelines. These types of facilities are expected to be in the thousands. Due to this, the DEP took an unorthodox step, asking for comments from businesses and other interested parties before they had even proposed regulations. Kelly Gillenwater is the DEP's spokeswoman.
This is a brand new program. We've never regulated above ground storage tanks. You know, and it involves a lot of new information and a lot of new data, a lot of entities that we've never really dealt with before. And because we wanted to be as transparent as possible, we started seeking public comment on the rules before we even drafted the rules.
Under new legislation, the DEP has an extensive task to first figure out what tanks are out there that hold at least 1,320 gallons of fluid, then to determine what's inside of them, and finally to determine if they would need annual inspection. The DEP is required to monitor tanks that are 90% or more above ground and in one place for more than 60 days. Gillenwater says many are already willing to play ball and have registered.
We've only been registering tanks for a couple of days, and so far there are more than 60 tanks registered, and you know, we're expecting thousands. But keep in mind, you know, that there's a lot of data that has to be inputted, and a lot of tank owners may not have access to our electronic submission system yet, so they are in the process of getting user IDs and passwords, and we've actually had more than 100 already login requests.
There is some industrial pushback, however. According to comments submitted to the DEP, many are concerned about meeting the October 1st registration deadline with the agency. Gillenwater says there could be consequences if tanks aren't in compliance.
Well, if a tank is out of compliance, obviously, the agency will look at the mitigating factors and talk with the tank owner and try to figure out what's going on. But there is the potential for enforcement action, and that could include penalty assessments. That it could include a cease and desist order. It could include the tank actually being locked out so that it can't be used for production, and that no one, you know, that it just can't be used in the meantime until that registration or until it is back in compliance with state law or in compliance with state law.
The Division of Water and Waste Management in the DEP is leading the effort. Once the registration period is over, the DEP will determine what tanks will need additional permits. Those operators will need to pay fees to the DEP to fund this program. Evan Hansen is the president of Downstream Strategies, an environmental consulting firm.
And what we're seeing in the comment letters is not unexpected, that different industries are making the case for why their above-ground storage tanks should also be excluded. I think that the bill was written in a short amount of time, and it's certainly conceivable that there may need to be some adjustments. However, the bill is the law. I have no doubt that various interest groups will be trying to change the law during the next session.
One issue of concern to Hansen and many others, including industrial businesses, is that eventually these tanks will have to be inspected time and time again. The West Virginia DEP has struggled in the past with enforcement of inspections at many of the state's oil and gas wells. One of the main reasons was simply because it didn't have enough inspectors to do the work. Hansen says fees will hopefully solve those issues. He also points out that some of the pushback might be coming from the perception that there's already too much bureaucracy.
Many industries that have above-ground storage tanks are already operating under a number of different environmental laws. Mm-hmm. And some feel that those existing laws are sufficient, and they don't want to be subject to duplicative regulations. And so that's understandable. I don't think anybody wants to just create more red tape that's not going to actually do any good. That's not good for the West Virginia economy. It's not good for creating jobs. It's not good for anybody. But the challenge is that the legislature spoke very clearly about the minimum requirements that they need to see in the new above-ground storage tank permits. Now, if a case can be made that there's an existing regulation that applies to a tank, that's at least as stringent as Senate Bill 373, then DEP will allow that to be used instead of a new above-ground storage tank permit. But it has to be proven.
Kelly Gildenwater with the DEP says the first draft of regulations is expected to be completed within the next month. There will be an additional public comment period, and the rules will go through the legislative process next year. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Beneduccio in Morgantown.